We continue our learning of Lilish Masdavi Menachem Shem Kam Yaakov Pirchos Eliyahu, where increases Parakei Mishnah Dalet. Chaticho Shel Chulin VaChaticho Shel Kodesh Achal Achas Mehen Ven Yadual Eza Mehen Achal. You have a person that two pieces have been in front of him. One is regular meat, which of course is permitted to eat. The other is a piece of a carbon, let's say of an ola, or it could be even the fats of carbonos, and he ate one of them. And he didn't realize that that it was actually a possibility is that he ate a piece of a carbon. So halacha is, says the Mishnah Potter. So this is a case of a doubt where a person normally would be chayv an asham tali. The thing is, though, that the issue, the issur that we're discussing is not chaylev going on here. This is me'ila, violating vila, getting hanah from the Beis HaMikdash. And since we follow the Chachamim's opinion, well, since this Mishnah begins with the Chachamim's opinion, Tanakhama's opinion that if I have a suffix situation of me'ila, we don't bring an asham tali, so then he does not, he doesn't bring anything. Ain't v'yadua, so halacha, that's why the Mishnah says you pater. But Rabbi Akiva, mechayiv ba'asham tali. Rabbi Akiva, of course, is mechayiv with an asham tali. As we know, Rabbi Akiva from the previous Mishnayos, he holds that you have a doubtful situation of me'ila, you're doing an asham tali. Achal es hashniya, but let's say the same person then ate the second piece. So then, maybe Asham Vade. Then he certainly brings an Asham Me'ilos, because for sure he violated Me'ilah. He certainly ate from that carbon meat. Zeh mevi, Achal. Then the Mishnah, what about Achal Echad Rishono Va'acher Va'achal Ashashnia? Let's say they have two people here. One ate the first, and the other one ate the second. So we know that someone certainly ate from carbon meat. Someone violated Me'ilah, B'shogeg. Zeh mevi Asham Tali, vizeh mevi Asham Tali. Div Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says, well, we're not sure who ate what. So each one is in a suffek mi'ila situation. You bring an Asham Tali. That follows Rabbi Akiva's halacha. Rabbi Shimon Omer, shneyem mevim Asham Echad. He says, no, they both bring it one Asham. What does that mean? They bring it jointly. And what do they say? Each one makes it tonight. If you're the one who ate the piece of carbon, so my share in this carbon is in this animal is yours, and the whole Asham is yours. The other one says the same thing. That's Rabbi Shimon's opinion. And Amar and Rabbi Yossi Omer ain shnayim mevi an Asham Echa. No, he says you don't make a tanai with the carbon, and therefore, according to the Chachamim, you would each one would be exempt, and according to Rabbi Akiva, each one would bring an Asham Tal. Now, one could ask, according to Rabbi Akiva, in the case where one person, where you have these two people who ate, one of them, the first one ate a piece, and the second one who ate the second piece, so he came afterwards. One of them, Vadai ate the carbon meat, but we're not sure, so everyone is an Asham Tali. So one could ask, why should the second one have to bring an Asham Tali? Remember, we discussed that when it comes to an Asham Tali, it's only where a person ate chaticha achas mishtei chatichos. What do we say? We have chaylev and shuman in front of me, and he ate one of them, he's not sure. But there were two pieces there. There was an Isser. The Isser was in front of us. If a person ate a piece of meat, there's only one piece of meat in front of him, and he wasn't sure whether that was chaylev or shuman. We say, you don't bring an Asham Tali in such a case, because that's not chaticha achas mishtei chatichos. So why in this case should the second person have to bring an Asham Tali at all? By the time he came along, there was only one piece of meat. That one piece of meat is a suffek carbon, suffek not a carbon. So even according to Rabbi Akiva, why is he bringing an Asham Tali for a suffek me'ilo, this is not a chaticha achas mishtei chatichos, because you don't have two pieces in front. So we mentioned when we learned the Mishnah, those Mishnahs, we said that the idea that you need two pieces in front of you may depend on different reasons. And one of the reasons we gave was, well, we need what's called ikva isura. The isur, the prohibition, has to be established. We need to know that there was an isur here. So even though the two, in this case, the two of them were not in front of the second person at that moment, we know there was isur there to begin with. Prior to this, there was a second piece there. It's not a classic case where someone ate a piece of fat and he's not sure if it's chaylev or shuman, and there was only one piece of meat, piece of fat the whole time. No, here there was a piece before. There was ikva isura, and therefore even the second person would bring an asham tali according to Rabbi Akiva. Parakei Mishnei. Chaticha shel chulin v'chaticha shel chaylev. So this is our classic case. We're out of me'ilos. Here you have chulin, and which is a completely kosher piece of fat, and chaticha shel chelef, and a piece of chelef for which you chayv kares if you eat bemezid, and a korban chatzis b'shogeg. Achal achas mehen, then yadu aizem mehen achal. This is our classic case. Mevi asham talui. You bring an asham talui. What about achal asas shenia? What about if you ate the second one? Now maybe chatas. Why? Because now you know definitively that one of the pieces we ate was chelev. So now you have to bring a charmen chatas. Achal echad es harishon ve'uvacher v'achal es hashniyah. One person ate the first piece, and another one came and ate the second piece. Zeh mevi asham talui, v'zeh mevi asham talui. Divrei Rabbi Akiva. Now, if you think about it, this Rabbi Akiva's name should not be here. This is not Mi'ila. This is regular case of eating chalef. So, in fact, the Gemara, the Mishnah in the Gemara, does not have the words Rabbi Akiva. Many manuscripts omit it, and it really does not belong here. In a case of Mi'ila, Rabbi Akiva believes, a suffix Mi'ila, you bring an Asham Tali. But in our Mishnah, what happened? You have one person ate one of the pieces of fat. The other way, the other piece of fat. We know one of them is chulin, one of them is chalef. So, but we're not sure. So it was definitely eaten, but we're not sure who ate it. So each one brings an asham tali. Everyone agrees that. Not only Rabbi Akiva agrees to that. In the classic case, you're not sure. You have a suffix, chalef or not. Everyone brings it. Each one brings an asham tali. Rabbi Shimon Omer, but Rabbi Shimon's consistent with what he said in the previous Mishnah regarding the Mi'ila. The same thing would apply here. No, each one shouldn't bring an asham tali because we know with certainty that someone actually ate the chalef, and therefore shnehem mevi'in chatas achas. They jointly bring together a korban chatas, and they make that tonight. If you're the one who's chayv, the animal is yours, and if the one who's chayv, the animal, you relinquish your part of the animal, your share in it, and it's my animal. And Rabbi Yossi Omer, also consistent, ein shnayim mevi'im chatas achas. You can't have two people bring one chatas jointly. That doesn't work and make it tonight. Rather, Rabbi Yossi would agree that you would bring each one would bring an asham tali. He would agree with the Tanakhama.